And it's a full timeout, and we'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
A winter weather advisory and dense fog advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times, and freezing fog creating slick and slippery surfaces, as well as freezing rain moving in. Icy spots are possible before temperatures rise above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI.
Five minutes to go in this first half of action between Assumption and Amherst. And it's been really the Sully Perkins show, as he's got 7 3-pointers for the Falcons just in this first half of action. As Amherst 33-16 lead over the Royals. There was three attempted by Nystrom. And it was a little short. Ball went out of bounds, so it stays last touched by the Falcons. So Royals retain possession as they inbound it. And Schlafer, he's got the ball right, standing right on the nose of the pointer dog at mid-quarter here at Quant Fieldhouse. And Royals just moving the ball around the perimeter. They're really trying to work the ball low and run their offense, but Falcons defense really playing strong. Schlafer, he cuts into the lane. He pivots, can't get anywhere to pass underneath. Pass back out, Nystrom, and that's an air ball just a little near-sided of that basket. Last touch by the Royals. And it's team rebound for the Falcons. They're still leading 33-16, 4:18 to go in this first half. Again, that long-range shooting success for the Falcons, you could maybe say shell-shocked the Royals a little bit, because Sully Perkins just couldn't miss. And he's got another one, and that one was off the mark, so they just jinxed the young man there. Sorry about that, but hey, Royals got a rebound. They can get chisel away at this just a little bit. Trailing 33-16 with about 4 minutes left to go. Cutter down low. France, he goes up. And that is rejected by Soulsby. That ends up in the purple bleachers here at the north end of the field house. Royals, they retain possession. Coming up here, Nystrom. Inbounds. Schlafer near side. 3:45 to go in the first half. Ball down low to Verwink, going up against Seeger. Pass back out. Seeger was not allowing anything down low as Lieberg. Pass near side. Nystrom. Jab step right. Goes to his left. Kick back out. Verwink. Kind of thought about a three, and there's a intercepted pass right there. That is Perkins, and he lays it up and in. Perkins with the first two of the game for himself, as it's now a 35-16 Amherst lead, 3:10 to go. Schlafer, it's France on the baseline. He puts it up. Rebound by Verwink. Verwink trying to work down low. Stops, kicks it back out to Lieberg. Lieberg, left side. Cuts to his right, gets down to the paint, stops, kicks it back out, Verwink. Verwink out to Schlafer. Schlafer a couple jab steps, and Eth puts a three up. That's to no avail. Rebound, Perkins for the Falcons. 2:40 to go in the first half. Amherst kind of controlling things through this point with that hot outside shooting. Stop out the free throw line was Soulsby. That was no good. Rebound Royals. France, he puts the ball up. And that's not going to fall, but he was fouled on it. So he goes to the line for two. That foul is on Parker Soulsby, the Falcons' fourth in the first half. France, he puts the ball up. First one up. Back iron bounces up. And no good. So he had an opportunity there to add one. Fortunately, didn't go his way, but he's got another shot at it. 35-16, ball game, 2.5 to go in this first half. Spin of the ball, bend of the knee, shot is up. A little too strong, off the back iron again. And rebound by Seeger, and the Falcons back on the attack. 2:19 to go, leading 35-16 over the Royals. Gladowski kicks the ball back out. McCormick working through, steps through, up off the glass, no good. But there is a foul, and that is going on France for the Royals. Just their second foul of the first half. So, I mean, they've been playing clean ball. They've been playing good ball. But that blistering start there for Perkins, boy, oh, boy, that's really the big part of that distance there. Is McCormick bends the knees, shot is up, and it's good. So that adds another point to the tally. As he gets the second attempt here, shot is up. Good. So you got both of them. And it's now 37-16. Amherst, 2:06 to go in this first half of action. Schlafer, he hits Hagen on the near side. Right about the right elbow. Hagen goes left. Pass back out to Nystrom. He's looking for some place to go to it. And that smothering defense for the Falcons is not allowing the Royals really get anything inside. Spin move by Hagen. Up off the glass and count it. Nice finish there for Owen Hagen. As that's another 2 points for the Royals. 37-18. Amherst lead. Minute 30 left to go in this first half. Vanderlaan. Pass down. Seeger working up against Lezron Bord, and he gets whistled for the offensive foul. So that's first one for Seeger. And that's turnover, just their second. So between that clean play in terms of no turnovers, boy, oh boy, and those hot shooting threes to start, there has been really not much to really complain about. If you're a Falcons fan, his three is put up by Hagen, rebound Schlafer. Schlafer, he passes it back out. Lieberg with it, looking for someplace to go, kicks it back out. Schlafer. Schlafer goes right, cuts left. He stops, and he gets the hoop of the arm. So he goes to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. As white 10, that'd be Gladowski. He gets a foul called on him, and that's his second by my count. And it is, as Schlafer, you got the two, and now the one opportunity. He goes up, and that is too strong off the back of the iron, as Sumption gets a rebound under a minute to go. Schlafer, he tries to go hard to the rim, and he goes around, and he gets it, as he's trying to will this team back into it. They're down 37-22 now with 45 seconds to go. In this first half, it's not just Schlafer, though. The team is playing tough as there's turnover there for Amherst. Lystrom, pass up to Schlafer, near side. Schlafer throws between his legs, fakes right, goes left, goes hard into the paint, and just can't fall. Pulled down by Seeger, and there is a 30-second timeout by Amherst. We'll take one, too, Seth. Be back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 WIRI.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at 424-5683.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
There's a Christmas tree in a window frame. Just
23.9 seconds left to go in this first half. Assumption trailing Amherst 37-22. Assumption with a nice little run here in the last about 2 minutes. But we'll see how things finish out here. 15 seconds to go. Gladowski, he hits a fakes going right to Perkins. Back on the other side, that's Vanderland. He takes a three. That's not good. That's rebound. Assumption cannot get it. And a two at the buzzer does not fall for Seeger. And that will be our first half where the Assumption Royals, they trail Amherst 37-22. So we're going to take a quick step out here. I'm going to try to do some math, and hopefully it all adds up. But we'll be back here in about nine and a half minutes left here in the halftime. So, Seth, just kick her back when you think I'm ready, and we'll go from there. So, either way, keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Country Legends 24-7, 105.5 FM.
Kiss your lips. kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know me? Oh, Mary, did you know? Ooh, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak.
Baby boy is Lord of all creation.
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will one day rule the nation?
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy
is heaven's perfect land? The sleeping child you're holding
is the great I am. Mary, did you know?
A winter weather advisory and dense fog advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times, and freezing fog creating slick and slippery surfaces, as well as freezing rain moving in. Icy spots are possible before temperatures rise above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Two and a half minutes left to go before the start of the second half here at the 53rd annual Century Classic here at Bennett Court, the Quant Fieldhouse, and University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Where, you know what, the score, 37-22, Amherst over Assumption, but the game, it's actually a little closer than what the score would say. I mean, that the way that Amherst started the game, shooting the ball, is the story of the game. And that story really is Sully Perkins. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. 7 made three-pointers in that first half as he leads all scorers to this point. 23 points. Then after that, Jack Seeger with 6. Taylen McCormick with 6. And Colton Vanderlaan, he's only got 2. So, I mean, that lion's share of the scoring, that's done by Perkins in 21 points. That's outstanding. That's not too often you see that at any level, but especially high school. Boy, that's really just, as I said, the name of the game right there. 37, you take away 21 points, and let's just say he doesn't make any of those, and he was shooting cold. Boy, that's 11 points. Royals, if everything stays the same, a 22-11 ball game. So, well, look. Or 14, excuse me. Obviously, I cannot do math. So that's, as I say, that's why you always question my math skills. So we move up to 1 minute left to go in this first, or in the halftime. Royals, they are led by JT Schlafer with 11. Then Logan Nystrom with 5. Parker Verwink with 2. Chase Lieberg with 2. And Owen Hagen with 2 as well. So that's your scoring for the teams. Royals, 5 turnovers in that opening half of action. 3 for the Falcons. We're just about underway, about 37 seconds to go before we start the second half. There's plenty of game to go as the Royals, they don't have to panic by any means yet, as we're just about ready to go. Again, happy, very belated Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Hope everyone had a great day, had a great time, spent some time with some family. It's not always the easiest time of year for everybody, myself included, but got to make the best of it. And, boy, make the best of it by watching a lot of sports. And we've got some good ones coming up here that we'll talk about a little later in the broadcast over the next couple days as Amherst gets the ball to start that second half. And they're getting the ball, trying to, at least to Perkins, as Royals are trying to prevent any of that first half magic from happening again. And there is a foul coming up with their method of trying to do that. And that is the first foul of the game against JT Schlafer as he pulled on Perkins. So, you know, they're going to get a whistle like that every time. That's a good call by my estimation. As Amherst on the near side as they flopped ends as they always do. Amherst going from my left to the right, and the Royals now going from my right to the left. Again, Amherst, home whites with blue numbers, letters, and trim. As there's another whistle coming up here, I believe, against the Royals. I believe that'll be Hagen, and it is. So there's two fast fouls for the Royals, which that's not exactly what I think they really want to have happen here to start the second half when they're trying to come back and erase a 15-point deficit. And the Royals, of course, wearing their blue road jerseys, blue tops, shorts, white numbers, letters, and some white trim. A little bit of splotches of gray in there. So, Royals playing defense now as they are trying to slow down that offense from the Falcons. And first shot here coming up, and that was a little too strong there by Perkins. And stepping out of bounds with Seegers. He's trying to corral it, and that's your first turnover of the second half. In my submission, that is a turnover. He touched it out of bounds, so that will be the Royals' ball now as Schlafer, far side, gets it over to Nystrom. Nystrom stops, pops, gets it a fall. First points for the Royals in the second half as we now have a score of 37-24. Amherst with 16:30 to go. Working down low is Seeger. Seeger spinning up against Parker Verwink. That's an air ball pulled down by Schlafer. Royals back moving the ball quick. They're trying to get some points here in a hurry. They don't have to go too quick. And there's a foul as Schlafer goes to the hoop. And that will be two from the line as the foul is on 10. Gladowski, that's the first of the second half. And that's just, as I said, that's his third personal and first one of the second half. Schlafer, he puts his first shot up and that falls. So another point closer are the Royals. It's 37-25. Second one's up. Rattles around, falls through. So we're now down to an 11-point Amherst advantage. 16-10 to go in the second half. I mean, we could definitely see some free basketball. I don't know how Seth feels about it, but I don't mind it. That depends on the roads, too, as Brittany Merlot has said that there's some foul weather coming up, so hopefully everybody drives safely. No matter where they are, and there's a three on the way, but not from Perkins. That was a three from Gladowski, his first points of the game, and it's now 40-26. Amherst, 15:40 to go in the contest. Lieberg cuts through the lane, up off the glass, rolls through. Lieberg's got his first basket of the second half. 40-28. Amherst lead, 15:30 to go. Far side is working Vanderlaan, going up against Nystrom. Soulsby, hand up to Gladowski. Gladowski tried to pass down low, a little give and go, and that wasn't going to happen. Perkins passed down low to Seeger. Seeger fighting up against Erwink and off the glass, and Seeger gets it. As some good old playing up off the glass got to go. 42-28. Amherst lead, 14-45. Hagen underhand throws it up. A little too strong, up over the hoop. A rebound, Seeger. Amherst taking a little bit of time, moving up there. A lot of time to take off if they're trying to run the clock. As ball's poked away, that's a turnover there for the Falcons. Lieberg, far side, crosses over, cuts through the lane, and that's going to be short. Rebound, Amherst. I was wondering if he could have gotten it to finish. That would have been a really, really slick move, but it did not fall for the Royals. As Falcons are back battling. Hagen giving a lot of trouble over there to Glinowski, and last touched by Hagen, poked out of bounds. And that ball stays the way of the Falcons. Verwink and Hagen both going out for the Royals. I believe that was Oswald in as well as Ron Board for the Royals. A couple changes there for the Falcons. I missed those. As I believe McCormick came in, as did Nurtle. He came in as well. So those are the two that I see right now, as there's another turnover. Ball poked away by the Royals as Oswald stops, picks up the dribble, issues the ball back behind to Nystrom. Nystrom pass to Lieberg, three on the way, and a big mad rush for the ball, and that's pulled away by Perkins. Perkins near side, stops, goes up against her on board, trapped in the corner, pass back out, ball picked off by Nystrom. Another turnover for the Falcons. Royals moving quick. Nystrom goes down, stops, hits board down low, and he gets rejected by Nurtle, but there is a whistle as board is going to be shooting too. Yep, that is a foul on Aiden Nurtle. His second personal, second team foul in this half of play is board. Got the two opportunities. He has no points in the first half. Free throws up. No good. He gets another attempt at it. Board spins the ball, bends the knees. Shot is up, and it's wide of the mark, but rebound, Lieberg. Sumption still in business. Pass back out, Lieberg. Lieberg against Perkins. Pass away, cross away to Oswald. Oswald stops, pass back over to Nystrom, back to Schlafer. Schlafer jab step right, goes left, steps through the lane. Up, count it. Another big basket there for Schlafer as the Royals now trail 42-30 with 13 minutes to go. Falcons attempting to break out as Glinowski near side being guarded by Oswald. Oswald goes to his left, but then there's a timeout. 30-second timeout taken by the Falcons. We'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the man.
30 Amherst leads. With about 13 minutes left in the second half as Amherst, they inbound the ball right in front of me. Court side here, Bennett Court. Glinowski hands over to McCormick. McCormick cuts right side, stops, spins, gets up, puts up a shot. Bounced around a couple times, but it falls, so there's another basket for McCormick. And it's 44-30. Amherst leads, 12:30 to go. Schlafer on the other end, baseline, work back, cut Lieberg through the paint, and he gets the left-handed roll through. Lieberg, he gets his second basket of the half. 44-32. Amherst, 12:20 to go in this contest. The regulation side of it is McCormick. Pass up Nurtle. Nurtle, he's off the glass. Oh, and it rolls right out. That's a tough roll for the young man there from Amherst. As Assumption, yeah, they got the rebound, so they're back on the attack. Schlafer stops, spins down low, trying to create some distance there. And he threw a little bit of a shoulder there, but no whistle, and he gets the basket. So, I mean, you gotta go with what's allowed there. As there's another turnover for the Falcons. They're playing a little discombobulated right now. That's Schlafer. He hits Lieberg down low. And there's another basket. And there will be another timeout taken. And this is a full timeout for Falcons. So, Seth, let's take one, too. Let's come back here in a moment. You're on 105.5 WIRI.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
As we get back into the action here at the 53rd annual Century Classic. And we've got a nice ball game developing here. Amherst leads Assumption 44-36. Amherst has been struggling a little bit lately, holding on to the ball, hitting the shots as the Royals are making them pay as they've got it back down to single digits as Gladowski is working for Amherst, trying to get the ball moved around. Stops, kicked back out Perkins. Perkins up against Schlafer. Pass back out. McCormick, three bomb. On the way, count it. Big shot there by McCormick. 47-36 now. So that, just like that, that advantage is back to double digits for the Falcons. Lieberg stands right atop the key. He gets it turned over to Nystrom. Nystrom pass Schlafer, who's both the free throw line. Stop. Hit pass back out to board. Three bomb on the way for Owen Hagen. That's off the mark. Ball is still loose, but there's going to be a whistle coming up on Ron Board. He is a little too physical, by my estimation. Want to give a big shout-out to all our sponsors out there. Thanks for making these games possible. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this. So if you are interested in sponsoring any of these or adding your business to the sponsorship of these games, be sure to talk to Pam down at the office, as she will be more than happy to point you in the right direction to get you on board here. So we got, oh boy, we've got the rest of winter. We got spring. We got River Kings. We've got everything. As Nystrom, he cuts in, and he gets the ball to fall. Another basket, 47-38. Now Amherst leading. 10:15 to go in the contest. Lots of time to go for both teams. Royals trying to get the comeback as Nurdle walks down through the paint, and he walks in general. So there's sixth turnover for the Falcons. As once they get out of here, I'm going to try to drive carefully. Well, I will. It's up to everybody else. But drive carefully back to Rapids. Got to stop, see a friend of mine. Taxidermist Shane Koschel, he's got my trophies done from this year, so awesome job by Shane, beautiful work. I wouldn't go back to him if he didn't do good work. There's a turnover by Royals. McCormick, he gets it, and he goes the whole way and up off the glass and count it. And that's a 49-38 Amherst lead, 9:40 to go. Schlafer cuts off the baseline, little floater, doesn't fall. And that's a rebound, Amherst. McCormick, he comes up the far side, slams on the brakes, stops, pivots back out. And that's Gladowski calling directions here. Hits Seeger, left wing, back to Gladowski. McCormick back to Gladowski. That law firm, of course. Nice left-handed jump shot there by Soulsby. He gets it to fall. That's his first points of the contest. That's now a 51-38 Amherst lead, 9 minutes to go in regulation. Got to talk to Coach Paltz after this. As I don't think we'll be able to get a post-game interview on the radio, but I'll talk to him personally, and I'm pretty sure he's just going to say, you know, when you shoot as hot as Perkins did in the first half, that's, boy, is that tough to respond from. But I think the Royals have responded well. It's Nystrom jab step up against Perkins, and he tries to cut through, and that's a walk. As unofficially, that is my first turnover of the second half by the Royals by my count. So we'll hopefully that they keep that to a minimum if they want to keep continuing to try to get back into this game. Down 13 with about 8.5 to go. Amherst inbounds the ball. Ladowski up to McCormick. McCormick being guarded by Lieberg. Lieberg giving a lot of pressure, really harassing McCormick. So he gets the ball back to Ladowski. It's kind of a 2-3 approach offensively for the Falcons. As Perkins down low, kicks back out. Ladowski thought three, then he went back, went to the right, and then he hits Seager down low, but Seager shuffles his feet, and that's a turnover. So he made the basket, but it don't count. It does not count. So Assumption trying to crawl back into it. As Lieberg cuts through the lane, stops, thought about jumper, did not do it. Hands the ball over to Schlafer. As there's a whistle away from the play, let's see what the going to be white 10, which is Gladowski. That's his fourth, so he's got to be pretty darn careful the rest of this game to go. 7:52 to go is inbounds. Lieberg, Berwink, too hard off the glass. Rebound McCormick. McCormick gets the ball up the court. That's Soulsby, spins, pivots. No good. That ball's still loose. It's last touched by Seager. And that is Assumption ball. 7:40 to go. 7:40 to go in regulation as out goes. As out goes Ladowski. Get a breather there. They need him. They put him back in, but four fouls. It's a tough spot for one of the leaders of this team. He's just got 3 points in the game, but he really brings the ball up the court for the Falcons. Assumption trying to get some separation, get some opportunities here. Hagen, three from the right wing. Just a little short. Bounced off the rim and rebound Perkins for the Falcons. Far side, Soulsby works back to his right. Thought about leaving off for Perkins, but get McCormick. Then down there, that'd be Vanderlaan. Stops, picks up the ball, back to McCormick. Really just trying to eat up a little bit of clock now as we're under 7 minutes to go in regulation. Royals are trying to get something going. This little floater from just shy of the free throw line by McCormick, and that's off the mark. Seager gets fouled as he's going for it. So we have a stoppage here. That's foul coming up on big number 23. That's Parker Ruing. No shooting foul as Parker's out. Ron Board comes in, and Oswald, he's coming in for Owen Hagen. So we've got two substitutions in for the Royals. Assumption trailing 51-38, 6:50 to go. That'd be Perkins, cut through the lane, up off the glass. He falls to the court. That's no good. Rebound Lieberg, laid it up. Nice pass to Schlafer. Schlafer underneath. Nystrom, he gets rejected by Perkins, but he gets fouled on the shot, and that's two coming to Nystrom. As that is Sully Perkins' first foul of the contest, so he's not really in any danger yet. But Nystrom, he's got 9 points. He's looking to crack double figures here. 5 at the first half, and 4 in the second is the first one. Hits short, then goes back iron and bounces out. So that first opportunity did not go the way the Royals wanted to. As out goes Lieberg, and I believe in goes France. Shot is up, and that's short off the front of the rim. And that's rebound coming to the Falcons. 6:30 to go in regulation, where the Falcons lead 51-38, excuse me. Nystrom, he's applying a lot of pressure there to Vanderlaan, trying to get some turnovers there. Amherst just really trying to avoid any of those mistakes that they've been making in the second half. Nice real little roll there to the left with Soulsby, and he couldn't get a foul, and then a big fast turnover to the Royals. Perkins, he goes out three range, and then he passes back down low to Vanderlaan. He's getting hounded there, back out. A lot of passing here for the Falcons as Vanderlaan, missed the first shot, gets his own rebound, and then he gets that one to fall. And now it's a 53-38 Amherst lead, 5:40 to go in the game. So time's starting to run out for the Royals as Oswald, he goes underneath the basket, try to hook shot it, and up off the glass, no good, pulled down by the Falcons. Royals running out of time, 5.5 to go, still plenty to happen here. But you got to admit, time's running short, 15-point hole to get out of. But it's basketball, that can change quickly as Nystrom applying a lot of pressure up on the point as there's a foul coming, and that will be against Trey France. That's his second. And that's the fifth of the second half for the Royals. So they're inching closer to putting the Falcons in the bonus. Godowski comes back in. He's got four fouls here, so he's got to be careful as he inbounds the ball over to Colton Vanderlaan. Godowski being guarded by Oswald. Oswald, you get a little handsy there as there's a foul being called up on Oswald. That's his first personal foul. Is going to be right back in front of me again as Gladowski to inbound the ball. 5 minutes to go, pass down to Seeger. He's going up against board. Back over to Gladowski. Some fancy dribbling there between his feet. Pass across the way to Cannon Hodges. Hodges with it, and he gets fouled by France. So the Royals already trying to slow this game down a little bit, trailing 53-38 as in comes Lieberg and Hagen, and out goes France and Oswald for the Royals. 4:45 to go in regulation. Amherst leading 53-38. First shot was no good. Second shot, no good either. He gets his rebound. As we got another stop as the ball went out of bounds. And ball inbounded from McCormick, Seeger. Ball is battered around, and that's a turnover there for the Falcons. Schlafer, he can't get quite a clean handle on it. He's on the left side going up against Hodges. Ball gets poked away. That's Hagen. He saves it, board with it on the perimeter. Back over to Schlafer. He's going up against Seeger. And there's along the baseline, and that is a foul coming against Seeger. That'll be his third by my count. No, it's actually a second, so I broke that one in the wrong place, but that's all right. It's a second, and that's going to shoot two is Schlafer at the line. First shot up, and that falls through. So we're getting a little closer here for the Royals. Down by 14 now with 4:18 to go. Ron Board takes a seat, as does Nystrom. Oswald and France back in. I'm sure those are some short-lived breaks with Schlafer. About ready to shoot his second one from the line. And that's a little off the mark. But rebound France as he kicks it back out. Lieberg back to Schlafer. Schlafer cuts through the lane. Up off the glass. Count it. So what didn't work on the free throw worked on a rebound. And it's now 53-41 Amherst lead. As there was a turnover quick. And Hagen, he adds a basket. So it is now 53-43 Amherst. Just under 4 minutes to go. 3:58 to be exact. As there is a warning for delay. As the ball got kicked a little ways away from Gladowski. As he inbounds it to Vanderlaan. Back to Gladowski. Sumption playing some tough defense there as Gladowski gets it up past the timeline. Ball gets into the corner of Vandalon. He moves to his left. He stops, and he gets fouled by Hagen. As the official says, a hand check. As now back in is Borden Nystrom. Out goes France and Oswald. 3:44 to go. 10-point lead. Amherst 53-43. Shaping up to be a pretty nice finish here. Colton Vanderland. He is shooting one. Plus the bonus. And he makes that first one count. So back to an 11-point lead for the Falcons. 3:44 to go in regulation as second one is up. Count it. Back up 55-43. Amherst lead. 3:40 to go. Ball's loose on the far side. It's picked up there by Hagen. Nystrom gets it back to Hagen. Hagen works far side. Kicks it back out. Lieberg. Three bomb on the way by Schlafer. Count it! 55-46 now, Amherst, 3:15 to go. Inbounds was Gladowski up to Vanderlaan. Gladowski gets it up, cross away, McCormick. McCormick back to Perkins. Perkins to Gladowski, standing on the jawline of the pointer dog at center court. Gladowski back out, Seeger, then to Vanderlaan. A lot of passing the ball around, under 3 minutes to go. Amherst content seeing the ball just fall away, and the clock run away, and there is a layup attempt by Gladowski, and that does not fall. Assumption on the rebound, and that's Hagen who goes up for the layup, and he can't get it, but he gets his own rebound, but his foot was on the line. So there is a team rebound there for the Falcons. As we still sit here, 55-46, 2:43 to go in regulation here. This is going to be a nice finish here. Royals can finish strong. They have every opportunity to come back in this game after that blistering start by Perkins, where he hit 7 threes in the first half. Perkins spins around near side. Oswald, Schlafer all trying to give chase, and Coach Paul saying, hey, we got to get the ball here. 2.5 to go, down by 9. As there's an opportunity there, as that's going to be a foul coming up on Hagen. As he had the right idea, but that shiftiness of Perkins, that just didn't work out for him. As in comes Nystrom, out goes France. So down low, we'll have Schlafer and Lieberg, followed by Hagen and Oswald. With Nystrom waiting in case they get a fast breakout. He's got some good speed as we have another substitution coming in, and that'll be Soulsby out for Seeger. Soulsby comes in there down low as Vanderlaan and Soulsby at the line for 1-on-1. As Perkins shot up, that's off the back iron, and that is not good. And the rebound Royals near side. That's Lieberg. He's looking for somewhere to go with it. Referee's counting, didn't get to 5. Now that's Schlafer working right side, spin move through the paint, up off the glass, just underneath of it, just a little short, and that's a rebound by the Falcons. McCormick gets it up the timeline, under 2 minutes to go, and that's a foul by Hagen. So time running out here for the Royals, down by 9. That's the 10th foul here in the second half, so the rest of the way, the Falcons are going to be shooting 2 with Vanderlaan at the line for 2. The old double bonus, that's going to make things a little tougher here for the Royals. First shot up, that counts. So running out of time are the Royals. Is hopefully they can get a little closer here. But respectable effort, though. You can always find something to be critical of. But, man, they played hard. They played well. And there is a missed free throw and last touched by Schlafer. And the ball stays the way of the Falcons. That one stings a little bit with under 2 minutes to go. 1:56 to go here in regulation. Amherst with a 9-point lead as there's a whistle. So just had a double check with a foul situation. Always very important this time of game. Inbounds. Gladowski to McCormick. McCormick being guarded by Lieberg. Tries to cut through the lane. Stops. Picks it up. Pass back out. Gladowski. Gladowski goes to his right. Stops. And there's going to be a blocking foul on Hagen. And that will be the day for him. He's got five. So Hagen, he has a bench. Seat on the bench. 4 points in the game. So in comes Oswald. Respectable effort there for the young man as 1:44 remains on the clock. Still an opportunity for the Royals. They've just got to have the Falcons miss, and they got to make their shots, but that's the name of the game here in basketball. His first shot up hits the front of the rim, and that bounces out. So there will be another opportunity for Gladowski, who only has 3 points in the game. First time at the line. First one was a miss. Second one, it's nothing but net. So the young man makes it a 11-point game now. Ball's moved around. Oswald shot a three from the left side. That's short, air ball, and that's corralled now by the Falcons. That's Perkins. His assumption's got to do something for a foul. Trying to do something here as they're running out of time. Minute 20 to go, and there's a loose ball. Vanderlaan can't get it, and that's picked up by Lieberg. And there's a timeout coming for Coach Paltz as it's going to be a full. We're going to keep it right here. We can talk about the schedule coming up, as obviously today we're here at this conclusion here of the first game of the Century Classic here for Assumption Royals. Tomorrow, same time, about 1 o'clock, we will be having more basketball action coming your way. I'll be making the trip down to the Wisconsin Dells, the Just a Game Fieldhouse. First time I'm actually ever going to be there, so I'm kind of excited for that. Got Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln boys basketball coming your way against DeForest. Lincoln having a little bit of a tough time getting out of the gates. They've played well. They played some pretty good teams too, but boy, they're looking for a way to break into the win column yet. I think they're sitting at 0-7, not the start that Coach Smalley really wants to have for the Red Raiders, but it'll come. It'll come. The season's still young. And then on Saturday at noon, high noon, we will have the conclusion of the Royals tournament here at the Century Classic when they take on the Bondwell Bears. And I think as of this point in the year, there's a little more to fear from Bondwell as Chicago, but they're Bears nonetheless. Maybe they can catch them sleeping. With the Royals, we can only hope so, as it's minute 16 left to go in contest. 57-46 lead for Amherst. Schlafer with the ball up the court. Stops, pass across way. Nystrom's top pop, three on the way. Short, rebounds up for grabs yet. Pulled down by, it was Oswald. Ball comes loose, and it's last touched by the Falcons. So Royals, they get another chance here. Inbounding to Schlafer, 1:02 left to go. Schlafer, inbounds. That's Oswald, pass back out. Lieberg, cross the way, board, pass back to Schlafer. Schlafer, stop, pop, three on the way. That's no good. Rebound for the Falcons, and that's Soulsby with it. Perkins, he's being harassed there by Nystrom. Royals trying to foul, and there's a long pass that's picked up by McCormick. Across the way to Vanderlaan, up off the glass, and it's good. And that might be your Wayne Larrabee dagger, as it's now 59-46. The Royals now are just running out of time, about 30 seconds left. Schlafer go to pass back out along the baseline. Last touch by the Falcons, so Royals, they keep the ball. 28.2 seconds left to go in regulation. Not looking good for the Royals as they're down 59-46. Inbounds, Schlafer to round board. Board, he spins, gets the ball swatted out of his hands. That's picked up by the Falcons. I think we're just going to see the teams go through the motions here. Gladowski gets past the timeline. The Royals are backing off as we've got 15 seconds to go. Nystrom applying a little bit of pressure, but not going to make too much difference here as we are just under 7 seconds to go in this game. 5-4-3-2-1. And that is your ball game where the Amherst Falcons come away with a 59-46 victory over the Assumption Royals. Going to take a step out for a minute or so as I try to perform math again for the postgame show here at the Bennett Court at the Quant Fieldhouse. So, Seth, give me about a minute and a half or so, and we'll close her up here. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at 424-5683.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Well, it was an entertaining game. But it wasn't the ending that the Assumption Royals wanted, as they had an opportunity to come back and overcome some hot shooting early on, but just wasn't meant to be, as the Amherst Falcons, they pulled one off tonight, 59-46. That first half, that was, I use the expression every now and then, that was solely Perkins' world. We're just living in it, as he put down 23 points in that first half. Seven made three-pointers, so 21 points coming from beyond the arc for the Falcons standout there. But after that, he was pretty quiet. He was pretty quiet as he was held without any points in that second half. Did all his damage there, but he still led the Falcons on the contest. Yeah, it's really, really impressive what he was able to do. So I'm very fortunate to have been able to see what he did, as the Falcons, they were led again by Perkins, 23, followed up by Talon McCormick with 13. Adding in there was Colton Vanderlaan with 9. Jack Seeger, he had 8. Then follow that up with Michael Gladowski with 4. And Parker Soulsby with 2 to his credit. Very outstanding night for the Falcons. And then the Royals, hey, they had a pretty hot hand themselves. That was JT Schlafer, 23 points, followed by Logan Nystrom with 9. Chase Lieberg with 8. Owen Hagen with 4, and Parker Verwink with 2. So that's the way the scoring goes today for the Royals and Falcons. Again, we have more basketball action coming our way tomorrow, as I will be making down the trip to Wisconsin Dells, Just a Game Fieldhouse. 1 o'clock tip for the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders taking on the, I believe it was the DeForest Norskies. So that's always been a fun little place to visit here and there, and when I've been able to get down that way. So hopefully we can see the Raiders pull off the first win of the season. There's only one other game that got played here today, and that was Alma Bancroft against Lomira Girls Division, and that was a 55-49 victory for Alma Bancroft over the Lions of Lomira. Well, that just about does it here. So if you're out there driving around, please be careful. They say it's a little slick and could get worse. So just be careful out there. Take some time and keep listening to 105.5 WIRI for more great country music.